Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
In all things, we give thanks, Lord,
for the good and the bad. We give thanks, Lord. We sanctify. You kept us. You took us through our tests and trials. You helped us to endure. You go in prayer and seek your faith. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to look to you and take you at your word, doubting nothing. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon us, that you touch us tonight. Give us more strength where we'll be and build us up when we're torn down. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Help us not to slack our riding except you bid us. Help us to go forward in you, Lord. Keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer that we may be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Help us today, oh Lord, and give us that faith that we need to make it through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look upon us with compassion every way and everything that is contrary to your will. Take it out, oh Lord. Help us to walk uprightly before you, speaking the truth in our hearts. Help us, Jesus, to seek your face the more, to fast and pray the more, to deny ourselves even more. Help us, Jesus, teach us how to wait on you. Give us that patience that we need to go through. We know we can't make it without you. We're dependent on you in these last and evil days. Help us today. Help, Lord. Help today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're everywhere. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch them one by one and name by name. Help us to go through. Help us to stand, oh, Lord. Bless in a special way. Open up doors. Make ways out of no way. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, but we are dependent on you because we know you're able to take us through. We thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because you're a way maker. Thank you, oh Lord, because you're always on time and you're never late. I thank you today, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Glory to thy name, Jesus. Help us to continue to look to you. Help us to continue to take you at your word. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you bless this broadcast. Sing your word tonight. Sing your anointing. Bless souls tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you look on Dr. Almasia. In the name of Jesus, touch her, oh Lord. Look on the family. Help them to overcome. Take them through their time of bereavement. Have mercy, oh Lord. Give her journey mercy over the airways, over the highways. Bless and keep her, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, call all those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Touch them and give them strength. Comfort them. Help them to get through their situation. Help them to look to you and to trust in you and take you at your word. For your word is true. I pray that you look upon all those who are listed on all of the prayer lists. Touch them, O Lord. Save, heal, and forgive. Not out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Bless your people, O Lord, and take them through. Look on Elder Barry. Continue to touch his body. Heal and deliver. Make ways out of no way. You know what he had need of. Help him to continue to trust in you and to continue to look to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on all of the sick. Look on Sister Evangelist Ruth. Touch her body. We know thou art a healer. We believe it today, oh Lord. Continue to bless her. Help her to continue to look to you and take you at your word. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all that you've done. And we pray that you continue to go with us and continue to pour out of your spirit and let your blood cover, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, O Lord, for all that you're doing. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 130th number of Psalm. And I'm going to start at the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 130th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O God, O Lord, excuse me. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 130th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8 verses, throughout its entirety. And again, just thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service. Title One School. Right. If anyone would like to listen to our previous broadcast, you can log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com. My King Service Title One School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That is Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you'd like to have remarks after the word, if you're feeling kind of bold, or if you have an encouraging word you'd like to share, a scripture you'd like to read, or a song you'd like to sing, feel free to give us a call at 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, and also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And also on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host a power prayer line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And added to our prayer list is Evangelist Ruth Thompson. We're going to keep her in our prayers. And we want to continue to pray for LaVon Wilkins, Jr., for Missionary Lisa Johnson, for John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elder Barry Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's grandchild, the Edmund family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granite, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olume and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breathe Briggs family, the bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Todd Johnston, Titus Edmund Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Mantra Miller, and all of those souls who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we are going to ask if Evangelist Mayville Edmund will come forth and give words of encouragement. These are, because these are all of the announcements that I have at this time. But if anyone, if I missed anybody's name, feel free to text me or to call in and let me know. But I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mayville Edmund, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Good evening to all that is on the line. We thank God for this broadcast on tonight. And I thank God for this opportunity to say something for the Lord. I want to encourage the people, all those who are on the line, those who know the Lord and those who don't know the Lord. If you don't know him, now is the time and now is your chance to get to know the Lord. And also those that know the Lord, I encourage you to wait on the Lord, to hold on. Just as the psalmist was read, the scripture from the 130th number of Psalm, I believe it was David, he was saying that he wait on the Lord. All the day and night he waited on the Lord for him to deliver him. And then after the Lord delivered him, he praised God and sang unto the Lord and danced before the Lord because he was thankful for what God had did for him. His prayer was answered. And if we keep praying and keep looking to the Lord, God will hear and answer our prayer. So we invite you to continue to listen to this broadcast and receive a blessing from the Lord. And we thank God for all things. Now at this time, we're going to turn this part of the program into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Pastor Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that introduction. Thank the Lord for the opening prayer, the scripture, and everything has been said, the encouraging words. And now at this time, let us prepare our hearts and minds to hear from the Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. Oh, God, we ask that you will speak unto us, Lord, that you will minister to us through your word. Lord God, give us strength. Oh, God, encourage our hearts. Heal us, Lord, spiritually and naturally, mentally and emotionally. Oh, my God, not our will, but let your will be done. And we ask, Lord, that you will have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for another opportunity. And at this time, let us turn our focus to the Word of God. And I'm starting with St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse 14 through 33. And we'll go ahead and read that. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord, and I ask that you pray along with me for just the next ensuing minutes, and we're moving right along. St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse 14, and the Bible reads, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And, and tonight, the title of the message is Help in Time of Need. And the theme is Lord, Save Us. Hallelujah. And then as I begin to focus on this verse and to think on what Jesus did, he does things purposefully. And God is working in our lives, praise the Lord. The Lord, he sets up things just for us. He caused us to be in certain places at certain times so he can prove just how powerful he is. So he can prove to us that he will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. Praise the Lord. But he's there in the time of need, when we need him most. Sometimes it seems like he's just not around, and we need him right now, right here, and right now. But God has a special time. Amen. And he will show up just when we need him most. Passage of scripture. Jesus had heard about the death of John the Baptist, who was put to death because he preached against adultery. And when Jesus heard about it, he departed and left there and went to a desert place. But there were people who were always following Jesus and wanting to hear his doctrine. So these people left the city walking on foot, going out to the desert place where Jesus was. And when Jesus went forth, he saw this great multitude of people, and he was moved with compassion toward them. There were sick people traveling to see Jesus. And those that were sick, Jesus healed them because he had compassion on them. Praise the Lord. If you can make your way to Jesus, he will save you. He will heal you. He will bless you. Hallelujah. And the people, the multitude, knew that if they could get to Jesus, they would be blessed. And when Jesus had compassion on them and he was blessing them and healing those that were sick, the time was far spent. And at the evening time, his disciples wanted him to send the multitude away, telling Jesus to send them away so they could go to the villages and buy victuals for themselves. But Jesus knew what was best and also had a plan in place to show them the miraculous and wondrous works of God. And so he responded to his disciples saying that they don't need to depart, but give them something to eat. You know, sometimes when we look at what we have, it doesn't seem to be sufficient for what we need. Glory to God. But when God gets in it, hallelujah, that little that we have goes a long way. So they had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but this was a large multitude of people. And when they explained to Jesus that this was all they had, he told them to bring it to him. So they gave it to Jesus. And then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and he began to pray, looking up to heaven. He blessed the food, hallelujah. And then he broke it and gave it to his disciples, who gave it to the multitude. And when they were done serving the food, everybody ate and were filled, and there were leftovers, 12 baskets full that remained. Glory be to God. You know, God, he is a mighty God, and we can call on him when we need him, especially when we don't seem to have any help around. Seems like we're all alone and that we have nobody to help us. We can call on the Lord, and he will surely help us. Praise the Lord. He'll be right there when we need him most. Praise the Lord. And the number of people who ate were 5,000 men besides women and children. So it was a great number of people who ate and were filled, and there were some left over, plenty left over. Glory be to God. And after this, Jesus had something else in plan for his disciples. He constrained them and had them leave in a ship And he had told them to go there ahead of him. In other words, he was going to come to them later on. But he constrained them to get in the ship, praise the Lord, and go to the other side. When the word constrained, that word itself means compel or force someone to follow a particular course of action. So then Jesus pretty much commanded them or compelled them to go to the other side. Hallelujah. And after they had gotten in the ship, they were out there during that time, and the wind was very contrary. So they were in the ship being tossed about. Nevertheless, after Jesus had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain so that he could pray. And while he was there, he found that he was there alone. And he was praying while in that mountain. But the disciples, they were in that ship being tossed around with the waves and the wind. And in the fourth watch, that's when God wanted to prove to his disciples they were not alone, that he
All
would
right.
not forsake them. Hallelujah. It was the fourth watch. And I looked up what the fourth watch of the night is, and that's between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m. Hallelujah. The first watch starts in the evening, 6 to 9. And then the second and third and so forth. And going to the fourth watch, Jesus, walking on the sea, appeared to his disciples. So when they saw him walking out there on the sea, they were troubled because they thought they had seen, they called it, in other words, they thought they saw a ghost, and they were crying out for fear. They were so afraid. But straightway Jesus began to comfort them, speaking to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." So the Lord calmed their fears and assured them that everything would be all right. Hallelujah. And so Peter began to test this out by saying to the Lord, "If it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And so the Lord told him, "Come." Peter came down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But he got distracted along the way when he saw the men boisterous, afraid, even after Jesus told them to be of good cheer, to be not afraid. He saw the wind boisterous. It was so powerful and so strong that it sidetracked him. It distracted his attention from the Lord. And he began to sink, but he cried out to the Lord, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. He didn't let him sink. He didn't let him fall down into the sea. And the Lord lifted him up. Praise be to God. And he reprimanded him more or less for his little faith. The Bible lets us know that he did have a little faith. And the Lord asked him about his doubt. Why, after you've been walking on the water, hallelujah, on your way to where I am, you can see me. Your eyes are on me. All of a sudden, why did you doubt? when you saw the wind boisterous. Glory to God. And this is how it is with us at times. When we see things happening in our lives, when we see trouble all around us, it's a distraction. It's designed to take our minds off the Lord. It's designed to plant doubt in our minds. Hallelujah. But we don't have to fear and we don't have to doubt the Lord. Praise be to God. But when we call on the Lord, when we're in trouble, glory to God, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Glory be to God. Even though he had that little faith, it was enough to save him. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, hold on to the little faith you have. Jesus will magnify that faith. In the same manner he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he magnified the food supply so much so that it could feed more than 5,000 and there still be a lot left. Glory be to God. So God, he increases our faith. He expands our faith. Hallelujah. And in this case, the Lord Jesus, he caught Peter before he sunk. Oh, yes, Lord. And the Lord mentioned about his little faith and his doubt, but it was enough once again to save him because he had enough faith to believe that the Lord could save him. And he cried out to the Lord. And this is what we have to do. No matter how little our faith is, if we cry to the Lord and we call on his name, hallelujah, he'll come to our rescue. He will come to our aid. Oh, yes, Lord. And he will reach forth his hand. Oh, glory to God. And catch us and lift us up. Praise the Lord. And I believe Peter's faith was increased immensely after this experience. Amen. When they came into the ship, the wind ceased. And after seeing this great miracle, after seeing how the wind obeyed Jesus, those who were in the ship, they came and they worshiped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. They recognized, and it was a seal unto them. It was an assurance unto them that this truly is the Son of God. Hallelujah. God will manifest himself to anyone who wants to get to know him. God will increase our faith if we ask him to. And sometimes, as in this situation, God will allow us to be in a situation that's going to help us to believe him the more. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because sometimes we just need to believe God more. We need to trust him more. And Peter found out that he could indeed trust in the Lord. And we also can trust him. We can cry to him and say, Lord, save us. And he will save us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And my mind goes to the children of Israel who began to plain and murmur against God. They began to speak against God and against Moses. And when this happened, God sent fiery serpents among the people. This is in Numbers, the 21st chapter.
And when the fiery serpents bit the people, much of them died in that place. And so they came to Moses and began to confess, saying how they had sinned and how they spoke against the Lord and against Moses. And they asked Moses to pray to the Lord to take away the fiery serpent from them. Moses prayed for the people, and God hearkened to his prayer. Hallelujah. But God did not take from their midst, but he instructed Moses to make a fiery serpent, to set it on a pole, and whoever was bitten, when they look up at that serpent that was on the pole, they would live. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so then when Moses made the serpent of brass, he put it on a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent bit anybody, when that person looked up and saw the brazen serpent or the serpent of brass that Moses had made, he lived. Oh, glory to God. And even in our situation, we may have a thorn in the flesh. We may have some trouble in our home, glory to God. We may have some things that we want God to take away out of our midst, or out of our home, or off our job, or out of our lives. But God may not remove it from our lives. And when we call on the Lord, when we look to him, hallelujah, we keep our minds on him and our eyes on him and not be distracted by these things. Hallelujah. We can live. God will deliver us. He will save us.
Yeah.
Oh, praise be to God. So I'm saying to you tonight, if you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, if you found that your faith is a little weak tonight, when you cry to the Lord, he will increase your faith. When you cry to the Lord, he will save your soul. Hallelujah. God has the power to deliver you out of your sins. You don't have the power to walk away from sin, but God has the power to save you from all of your sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll forgive you and he'll take away your sin. Hallelujah. So you don't have to continue to sink into the sea of sin, but the Lord will stretch forth his hand and he will catch you up out of the world of sin. But make up your mind that you are willing to turn from your ways. You're willing to give your life to the Lord, to accept him as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. If you feel like your faith is not up to par, use that little faith you have, and the Lord will increase your faith. Praise be to God. Anyone who is sick in your body, all you have to do is just believe God. Just look to the Lord. Call upon him. Sometimes there are things that you're doing that God is not pleased with, and you must repent. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to save you from that sickness, from that affliction. Glory be to God. So you can do his will. Praise the Lord. If you have any condition in your body and you need God to heal you and to make you whole, just cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, save me. And he will restore your health. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Help
in time of need. He's always there. He is our refuge and strength. So let us look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Banders may pray that prayer. He began to ask the Lord to help us. We need the Lord's help tonight. Praise God. So let's go to God in prayer. And let's believe God together. And know that if we ask the Lord, he will help us and he will save us. With our minds on the Lord and our hearts humbled before him. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves. We ask you for mercy, O God. We ask you for grace. Lord, we ask, God, that you'll look upon us with compassion, Lord, and search our hearts. Save us, Lord Jesus, and make us all over, my God. Create in us a clean heart, Lord,
yes, Lord.
And do a right spirit within us. Jesus, have mercy on us tonight. Be compassionate toward us, Lord, and increase our faith. Take away all of our doubts, Lord Jesus. Take away unbelief in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on the souls tonight who have repented in their hearts. Lord God, save them, Lord. Take away their sins and fill them, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, that you will work wonders and miracles, that you will move in our homes, Lord. Move on the job, in the schools, or wherever we are. Lord, move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we're asking you to fix it for us tonight. We need you to work it out, my God. We're calling on you, Lord, because you're the only help we know, Lord. We need you to stop by here, oh God. Come on in the room, Lord Jesus, and make your holy visitation. Lord, visit us one by one and name by name, all in our respective places, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed. Lord God, let your Holy Ghost come down, Lord. Send power, Lord Jesus. Send strength tonight. Send help, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We can't do nothing without you. Lord, we need you, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we're depending on you tonight, Lord. Without you, we are nothing, oh God. Without you, we can do nothing. We're waiting down here, Lord. Bless us while we're waiting, Lord Jesus. Yes. Bless, Lord, while we're waiting. Heal and make whole right now. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, oh, blessed Savior. Have mercy tonight. Look on those incarcerated. Visit them, Lord, in their cell. Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, my God, move. In a mighty, mighty way, oh God. Save, Lord, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Look on the backslider. Help them to return home, Lord. Help them to come on back to you, Lord Jesus. We know you're able. Oh, my God. Stay the hand of death and give somebody another chance, Lord. For you are the God of a second chance. Please, Lord Jesus, give somebody another chance. Give them a chance to repent, Lord. A chance to make amends. A chance to get right. Oh, Lord, you're able. Have mercy, Lord. Remember those who are sick on the prayer list, Lord. Look on those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Give comfort and consolation. Oh, Lord God, look on every listener to this broadcast tonight.
Let a special blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will please give comfort, give consolation this night, Lord, for those, oh God, who are feeling the pain of the loss. Oh, Lord God, be merciful in the name of Jesus. Those names that were called out, Lord God, we are praying, Lord. We're praying for them, and we lift up this prayer list before you, Lord. Oh, my God, that you will look upon every name that's written, oh, Lord Jesus, and every family member, a loved one who is represented by that name. Oh, God, we are praying for special blessings, that you will pour out the blessings and cause the blessings to overtake each one in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And anything that we did not say in this prayer, oh, God, you are aware of it. You know all about it, Lord, even the unspoken request, Lord, that heart's desire that we can't hear, but you know about it, Lord. We're asking you to grant it in the name of Jesus. We believe it and we count it as done. And, Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for your touch. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. We thank you, oh God, for your saving power. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for increasing our faith. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, for what you're doing now and what you're about to do. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. We praise your name. And now, Lord, we ask that you will be with us throughout the course of this evening, oh God, keeping our minds on you, Lord. Don't let us be distracted. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, this broadcast is now back into the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God, the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, and she was talking about help in the time of need. And Lord, Lord, save us. And, you know, I just thought of how Peter, he experienced having Jesus save him from literal troubled waters. Jesus, he reached out, and with a physical hand, he saved him from the depths. And he does the same thing for us, too. Some of us, you know, we're drowning in sin, drowning in sorrow, drowning in debt, and we get distracted by the boisterous winds when, you know, when Jesus, we're walking, there we are, walking on faith, and then we get distracted as well, and we start crying out because we can't handle it anymore. And when we're in our time of need, here comes Jesus, reaching down, stretching out his hand and catching us immediately. I tell you, that's in the time of need. Sometimes we go through things and we don't understand why we're going through the things, and we're not focused on Jesus at the time. We're focused on what we're going through. But the moment that we put our focus on Jesus and we ask him for help, immediately he'll stretch out his hand and he'll catch us. And that's help in the time of need. I enjoy the word of God coming through her. If any other ministers are on the line, you're certainly welcome to call in if you'd like to have remarks. But first, I want to go ahead and open the line up for Evangelist Maybell that she may have remarks. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful word of God that came through Pastor Sheila Hameen. I enjoy the word of God, and God's word is right all by itself. If we take God's word in, everything will be all right. I just thank the Lord because the Lord is able to save us out of whatever we get ourselves in, as long as we form praying, he'll get us out. I thank God for the message on tonight. My soul is encouraged. And I also thank the Lord for the message on last night, almost coinciding together. These two messages coming from Elder Austin And he said, don't let bad news, don't let bad news cause you to leave the Lord. Mm. I tell you, there's nothing that bad that can cause you to leave the Lord. I just thank God for this word on tonight, because God is able to save you. I don't care what kind of bad news comes. God is still able to deliver you out of it. Doesn't
Amen.
Matter. If you are living for the Lord and you pray, God will deliver you out of that trouble or out of that situation. All we have to do is pray and ask God to save us. Cry out like Peter did. And the Lord, he'll come to our rescue. And we continue to believe the Lord and take him at his word. He'll do just what he said he would do. So I thank the Lord for the word of God. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me. And I encourage you, Dan Samin, to continue to let the Lord have his way and keep bringing the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell, and even the insight on the word of God from yesterday. As she began to say, coming through Elder Austin, I didn't hear it, but thank God for the word. All the word of God is good. And there are no other ministers on the line. That's all right. You know, we believe you're praying for us, and, you know, keep on praying for us. Amen. We're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to both Dr. Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist May. And I really enjoyed those remarks. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the broadcast. Thank God for each one of you who are listening. We thank you very much for your prayers, for your support, and for all you do to support this ministry. And we ask that you'll keep us in your prayers. And we do look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. And if there's nothing else, anything else before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening, and I encourage you to take the word of God in. And until the next time, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.